Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, more than a week after its raid of Mar-a-Lago, the FBI says it's still going through documents that it seized. Law enforcement officials tell NBC News the FBI's filter team is still sifting through documents, removing those not relevant to the investigation, whatever that might be. Two, residents in 23 communities are being urged by the Great Lakes Water Authority to stop watering their yards for the next several weeks due to repairs made on a 10-foot water main that broke near Port Huron. The 23 communities also included in that boil water advisory, later scaled back to 7 communities there. And number three, the CDC's director calling for a complete overhaul of the agency. Rochelle Walensky criticizing the CDC's COVID response. Of course, she's the one that was in charge. She met with senior staff this week to plan out a reorganization of the CDC's structure with public health and containing outbreaks at the top of mind. And that's where we start hour one of three here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us all across this great state of Michigan, down here at Hillsdale College, where weather is temperate for the end of August. We'll see if we have one more, or two more, three more heat waves before we officially break for fall, but it's not been too bad these last few days, and it's been a pleasure and privilege to sit in here for Steve as he takes some time off leading into the fall and the beginning of, well, school year, football season, baseball playoffs around the corner. Steve's back on Monday. You've got me today and again tomorrow, Friday, as we bring you into your weekend. Coming up on today's program, Ray Keating in Hour 1 from the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Hour 2, we'll talk with Simon Hankinson, who's from the Heritage Foundation, on those big city mayors, New York and Washington, who really love illegal immigrants unless they end up on their doorstep. Then, not a big fan. Dr. Harlan Ullman, also in hour number two. Michael Letts from Invest USA, how to address and perhaps solve the teacher shortage across the country. Dr. John Lotz, Crime Prevention Research Center in hour three. And Alan Dershowitz, you know the name? He's here today for a couple of segments in hour three to talk about his new book, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. That's what we have coming up on today's program, jam-packed as always. We'll also have a little info about recent sales numbers at Walmart, Target, why that might be a little bad news for the economy that could use some good news. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth, a recession for everyone except for those in the White House who refuse to acknowledge the fact, and some of those in the media too, though I repeat myself. We've talked a lot this week about the consequences of the new so-called Inflation Reduction Act, or as it should be better known, the IRS Expansion Act. 87,000 new agents in the IRS, as you know, to do more investigating, more audits, trying to capture more money from Americans across the country. Both the White House press secretary and others like Jared Bernstein have been essentially promising, and in the White House press secretary's case, explicitly promising no new audits for those making under $400,000. They're going after the rich, they say, millionaires and billionaires. But there's not enough money to be found there to make the revenue estimates they expect from the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. So where does that money come from? Well, you, me, others making less than $400,000. The Wall Street Journal making this clear in an op-ed from earlier this week. The middle class won't escape the new IRS audit wave. Took only a few days and the Congressional Budget Office to put the narrative that only high earners would be squeezed by these 87,000 new agents to rest. A quick analysis confirms the audit expansion will ensnare the middle class here in this country. CBO made the point in a letter earlier this week to Senator Mike Crapo, who had sought to bind Democrats to their promise to limit audits to high earners. He proposed an amendment to ensure that new audits would exclude taxpayers earning less than $400,000. Democrats rejected it, though, 51-50, with the vice president casting the tie-breaking vote. So then the senator asked the CBO to calculate the effect the amendment would have. The agency found that increased scrutiny on filers earning less than $400,000 would account for $20 billion over 10 years, out of a total of $204 billion or so that Democrats hoped to collect through a bigger, badder IRS. In other words, the IRS expansion, as it's currently designed, is set to collect billions of dollars, $20 billion in revenue from new middle-class audits. The problem is, the Wall Street Journal writes, that for every tax cheat the IRS identifies, several more compliant tax filers will be subjected to needless scrutiny. Many of the hundreds of thousands of people audited each year are chosen at random. Most taxpayers can't afford a lawyer to go to tax court to contest IRS claims of tax liability. So they simply write the check to end the relentless IRS pursuit, whether or not they think it's fair. The IRS says, we think you owe X much more money. Instead of hiring a lawyer, taking time off of work, heading down to court, people simply pay what the IRS claims that they owe. Cracks already had emerged in the White House narrative before the CBO weighed in. The Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who oversees the IRS, wrote to the agency's commission last week to clarify the funding plan. The new $80 billion and 87,000 agents, she wrote, shall not be used to increase the share of small businesses or households below the 400,000 threshold that are audited. Now, note that she says share. If you increase the total number of audits, even if you keep the share the same, the number of total audits in that share of filers under 400,000 will also increase. Contrary to the White House, Ms. Yellen promised only that new audits wouldn't be directed disproportionately at the middle class, but did not dispute thousands more middle and low earners will face scrutiny. On Friday, House Democrats passed that tax and spending bill. The president has now signed it into law. Good luck to readers, the Wall Street Journal says, as the tax man cometh. Every indication is, of course, as Janet Yellen pointed out, if you increase the total number of audits, even while maintaining the share of those audits for people making under $400,000, the total number of audits will increase, despite these promises from the White House that there will be no new audits. It's an impossible promise to keep. And now, because people have heard the White House say no new audits, if people making under $400,000 are audited, even if that share remains the same, they'll think there are new audits. From a messaging perspective, from a political perspective, ensuring that more low and middle income Americans are going to be audited and subjected to the process seems like a big loser for Democrats, but they can't reject that shiny new revenue, the promise of new revenue to spend on other things they want. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Group.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.